As we've just heard, some leaders lose their jobs when they stumble. Others keep their jobs but lose their pay, or some of it anyway. A growing number of companies are attaching conditions to chief executives' pay. They're requiring CEOs to meet specific performance targets, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
CEO paychecks continue to grow, but more and more companies now insist that shareholders get something in return. A survey by Mercer Human Resource Consulting for the Wall Street Journal found 30% of big U.S. companies now tie some portion of CEOs' stock grants to the company's performance. That number's nearly doubled in the last 3 years. Mercer's Will Ferguson says companies are starting to treat executive stock grants as they would any other investment.
People are starting to look at it a little more closely and saying, am I really getting the bang for the buck here in terms of how I'm spending this money?
Stock options were supposed to do that, rewarding executives for boosting a company's share price. But that sometimes led to short-sighted decision-making and, in extreme cases, stock price manipulation. What's more, CEOs with options could sometimes profit from a rising stock market even if their own leadership was lacking. In contrast, Ferguson says many of the new compensation plans are based on a wider range of financial targets, and they don't necessarily reward CEOs who simply follow a rising tide.
So, for example, it's not just good enough to get to a certain level of return. You have to outperform your competitors to get an above-market kind of award.
Some investors are skeptical, though, having heard this promise before. Managing Director Alyssa Ellsworth of the Council of Institutional Investors says the new compensation plans are only as good as the financial targets they're pegged to.
Pay for performance currently could mean anything to anyone. We've seen pay for performance, quote unquote, that's tied to increases in the amount of assets a company has, tied to, name it, buying new construction sites. And so what we often don't know is what that performance means.
Last month, the Securities and Exchange Commission proposed new rules requiring public companies to provide more clear information about how much CEOs make and why. But even those new disclosure rules would not force companies to reveal specific targets or exactly what kind of performance they're paying for. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.